Alan Gustafson, your winning crew chief with Chase Elliott. He joins us now on the Freak Radio Network and on MAB TV.
Winning crew chief Alan Gustafson joining us here in the Freak Nation, of course, with Chase Elliott. And what I enjoy most about the coverage about NASCAR is just the personalities and so forth. They're always talking about the mental side of the drivers, but you never hear who the coach is for the crew chiefs. Who does Alan Gustafson have for crew chiefs to settle you down? And Alan, you've got this, or who's your go-to guy from time to time?
Oh, I mean, I've got a great, I'm fortunate enough to have some really great people around me. You know, certainly Mr. Hendrick, first and foremost, he's always been, you know, a huge supporter for me. And, you know, I've never met anybody in my life who knows exactly the right thing to say at exactly the right time. And never says too much, never says too little, right? Just like the right amount. So, I mean, first and foremost, him. Jeff Gordon's a great friend of mine. We've, you know, worked together for a long time, and we've been, friends for a long time, having a great relationship. So I think he knows me very personally and helps. And yeah, Jeff Andrews, everybody. I mean, we've just got a great, you know, really, I will have to say this, the crew chiefs, my other co-crew chiefs, we have a great group of four crew chiefs at HMS. They're really, everybody gets along great, works together amazing. Helps, you know, accompany each other, has each other back, right. Each other's back. So yeah, those guys too.
Okay. So you've got your camaraderie, but when you're on top of the box, and it's been a difficult, what they keep making mention of 42 races, winless streak, blah, blah, blah. That has to eventually get to you as well. When you're on top of the box, who is helping you, or how do you get out of your own head?
So up on top of the box, you know, I have my support and my team, and just try to, you know, focus on the job at hand and not get too caught up in what you can't control.
Valid.
Mark Ziegler, our race engineer, does a great job. Matt Barr, my car chief, I've been with for a long time. Luke Mitchell, who is our race support at the shop. You know, all those guys do a really good job, and we talk through it. And yeah, you just cannot get, like, everybody wants to find sensationalized something, right? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, there's a, you know, there's this streak or that streak, or so-and-so did this, so-and-so did that. And like, it seems like, hey, obviously not winning is a big number. I get it. But there's just all these kind of arbitrary numbers floating around. So I don't pay attention to any of that, to be honest. You know, I just focus on doing the best job I can every day, you know, compete as hard as I can. My goal is to leave the track and say, hey, you know, we did everything we could do to put the 9 team in the best position possible. And if you do that, then you're just happy with the result.
You clearly did that. Texas,
yes,
Motor Speedway.
Did that today. Thank
well
you.
Done.
Thank you.
Let's sensationalize that for
Let's
a little
do
bit,
that.
Can
I
we?
I appreciate you. Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank
well,
you.
Well, there has to be a little bit of a weight lifted off. You're in the playoffs now. How much of the rest of this season before the playoffs start again is a little bit of test and tune to make sure that your focus, your 100% is in those final 10 races?
Yeah, I mean, you know, those races, it's key. It's key to peak, right? It's key to peak at the right time. Everybody's super close, super competitive. So, yeah, we want to keep the momentum going, but, yeah, you've got to stay focused on the prize. You know, there's a lot to go, you know, bonus points are huge in this sport. Mm-hmm. You know, final points position and the bonus points that pays is massive in the regular season. So a lot of racing left. I think it's really too early to sit there and say, hey, you know, we're going to play the long ball and, you know, just be ready for the chase. I think we just got to keep pounding the ground and doing the best we can. And yeah. Stacking up as good statistics as possible.
Let's sensationalize it, can we?
Let's sure.
Sensationalize
Let's do it.
Stuff, all right.
Let's do it. Let's
what
do
we
it.
Do.
For instances like today, where you have the caution after caution after caution with the race coming to an end, do you have a mental Rolodex? Like, this is typically what I do in this situation, how I talk to Elliott. Is that what you're dialing up? Like, text
no, the biggest thing I'm doing is we're tracking gas because we didn't have a whole lot of it left. So, like, every caution comes out, we're like, okay, where are we at now? What can we do? You know, what's happening? So yeah, that's the biggest thing for us right there, you know. And you know, just yeah, I mean, obviously he's a professional, right? He knows what to do, but I want to make sure his attention doesn't drift and he's in the right frame of mind. And yeah, you gotta stay set on set on kill in those situations and just helping him do that.
Okay, who was, of all the guys you've worked with, Kyle Busch, Jeff Gordon, Chase Elliott, who was the worst at drifting in a race that's just going?
Mentally,
it's a little bit.
Mentally.
Yeah, oh. Mentally. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like,
oh, wow.
Like, I will never forget Texas Motor Speedway, as a matter of fact. I believe it was 2005. Dale Earnhardt Jr. said, somebody's cooking some good barbecue in the infield. And that was in the middle of a green flag lap. So who of your drivers sometimes drifts and is like, well, wait, forgot. Let's get back to driving a race car.
And it's not a knock, Alan. It's not a knock.
Like, so it's a tough spot because I'm great friends with all these people you're mentioning. I have a great relationship with them. I would never say a bad word about any of them. So I don't know. I guess the only thing I will say, of all of the drivers, Kyle Busch would be so perceptive. Now, he's not drifting off, but he was so perceptive. Like, he'll say, hey, man, did you see, you know, that fan in the third row of the bleachers that's wearing this T-shirt? And you're like, what are you talking about? So, like, he was always – I was always amazed at how slow everything was for him, you know, and he was always super aware of things that – I'm like, what are you talking about? Right. But he just, it was all, I think, slow enough for him that he could really see details that none of us ever thought he could.
Did you see the person in turn three he was talking about?
Yeah. You could always, like, he would point out things and you're like, okay, yeah, well, sure enough, he's right.
That's a race car driver's mentality. Yeah, there you go.
Alan Gustafson, crew chief for Chase Elliott, winning here at Texas Motor Speedway. Next time, turn your fire suit down just a little bit because the iris on the camera is
overexposed just... Hooters suit. There you go.
That's band at Coachella.
We will swap. Yeah,
the overexposed. Welcome to the stage.
We'll flip the black and orange maybe next time for you.
It's awesome, man. Congratulations. You look happy, yeah. which is killer.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys having me. And yeah, it's a happy time. So,
bad boy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Your Winnie crew chief, Alan Gustafson, joining us here in the Freak Nation with Chase Elliott.